from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I'm sorry about this afternoon.
Please, everyone be quiet.
Afternoons on the Score.
Thursday, we're going to the Strawberry Creek, the golf outing, a team event. That should be fun. I'll go over that in the team meeting. It's not all golf, so there's a little bit of soccer there. Simo.
With all the new faces, head coach Matt Eberflus took the squad to the club at Strawberry Creek for a little team bond.
Here we go, boys.
Our theme for this year was golf.
It's a good theme if the outing's at a golf course.
But, coach, if we kill all the golfers,
someone throw away the key. Gophers.
Oh, the Gophers.
Yeah,
I get it.
We could do that.
That's a fun movie.
So what?
So let's dance.
Daniel Norris is always right.
He is.
About the movies.
He is.
That's amazing. So Strawberry Creek, Jay Hilgenberg's place up there.
There you go.
Must have been. I wonder how they got access. Wonder how the Bears got access to that.
Our theme for this year was golf.
It's a good theme.
It's a great theme.
Absolutely. So
theme for what?
the golf outing.
Oh yeah,
the theme for the golf outing.
All right. So what is all this stuff from? That is from it's not Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks because that's not out.
We don't
yet.
Have Hard Knocks. Very good.
Thanks,
Hard
buddy.
Knocks.
Yeah Hard Knocks is not out yet. Can't get anything by you.
That's right. August 6th is so, not today.
You're so sharp.
Thanks, buddy. You too.
Thank you, sir. No, if you it feels like Kevin Warren's influence kind of ramping up the 1920 football drive content, the in-house Bears production, in conjunction with Say Yes to Hard Knocks, it feels like there has been some sort of shift of, we don't have to hide our product anymore.
It's a lovely, lovely shift.
We should be proud of our product, so we'll show it to people. Whether or not they got Hard Knocks, since Kevin Warren got there, they were going to do more of their own stuff. Ryan Poles mic'd up during the draft, behind the scenes with Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze. Like, we've gotten little nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
It's not damning. It's not scandalous. It's curated. It's controlled by the team. But we have gotten more in the last, what, draft was in April? In the last 4 months, then I feel like we've gotten of the whole Mitch Trubisky era.
Yeah,
behind the scenes, the Bears giving you a glimpse type of content.
And it's definitely a modernization of the public profile and the willingness to let folks in. And it's probably been, you know, a couple of regimes in Ryan Pace. And helming the remodeling and the remaking of everything up there at Hallis Hall. God, he was so proud of that. And, you know, Ryan Poles is certainly not camera shy and enjoys sharing some stuff about how they do things. And now here's Kevin Warren, and it's smart. It's certainly a way to drive people to your website and have interest in your football team.
Well, and exactly. And I think also, get used to it, man. Like, this year will be Hard Knocks. Okay, great. Next year, some other team will be on Hard Knocks. Maybe next year, for year two of Caleb, they do their own mini version of it. They produce some sort of, you know, 10-minute digital shorts or something like that to keep doing the content. Like this, there's an appetite for the appearance of access, even if it isn't really crazy access. We do get stuff from it. So let's just go through some of it here from 1920 Football Drive. Here's Flus's OTA arrival speech.
Hey, I appreciate you being here. You know, I know you guys don't have to be this. It's voluntary, and I understand that. And everybody here appreciates you doing this, okay? Because this is a big time for us. As you guys can see, made some big moves, right? This team is a different football team, and the time is now for us. At the end of this, guys, in February, there's going to be one of 32 teams, one, that had a winning season. Just one. And we have everything in this room, everything I'm telling you right now, to get that done. But it comes down to what? Preparation.
So, yeah, the one team with a winning season, that's the Super Bowl winner, that's it. If you're not first, you're last. He's got the Ricky Bobby face.
Right, you're right.
It's about preparation.
Preparation.
H.
You inspired? You enthusiastic about that speech?
Not really, actually, no.
Okay.
No, that didn't, if anything, that dampened my enthusiasm.
Bernstein even has become a little bit more enthusiastic on some of the look, how he looks and the stuff he's saying. I'm like, I feel like it's just that the news around him has gotten so much better that we like what he's saying more.
That's so cynical.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Team played well down the stretch.
Good.
Played hard for the man.
By the way,
good vibes. Got a togetherness thing going on that Montez Sweat knows about. I saw it on the last episode of That's Montez.
I'm saying I'm not letting a designer hoodie, an improved haircut, make me feel like that what he says stuff.
That is an insult to me.
That is different.
I am not influenced by the designer hoodie and the improved haircut.
But that's now, an insult to Bernstein then.
Okay,
he is.
Yeah, well, that's good. But you know I'm all for that. So the vodka tonic down there on the ground between the legs as he and Matt LaFleur sat there and watched a basketball game.
Yeah.
Yes, it was all a good look and everything like that. But no, I think Flus is, he's just a football dude. He's just a football dude and tries to be a leader of men in a football sense. And you can survive just fine with people like that if you've got good enough talent.
Well, we know he's a nickname giver.
Mm.
Dragon Slayer.
All right, mate, go. Let's go, man. Let's go. Spidey. Hey, man. Every play's your play to make.
Yes,
you know that. Let's go. Dragon Slayer. Ooh. There he is, man.
Mako, Spidey, and Dragon Slayer in the secondary.
Well, there's so many. The governor.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them, but
that was DeBlago, though.
He said that to Rob. Hey, Governor, I saw you removed all those toilets out of your house. Looking for a tax break?
Governor, how was prison? It could be for anybody.
You're going to need one toilet there, Governor.
A lot of options.
A lot of options.
Hey, but, Dan Rostenkowski, what's up, man?
Hey, Verdoliak, how you doing?
Hey, that's Verdoliak Law to you.
But his nickname for Roma Dunze needs work.
Romo Dunze. Good?
Good.
All right. How was your first time out the huddle?
It was good, man. We went out the huddle a little bit, so.
Yep.
I got a little bit of experience with it.
Not much, though.
Not much.
Hey, I didn't hear a nickname.
Hey, real quick, that's just his name.
Romo Dunze.
Yeah, you need to do a little better than that.
He's just stretching it.
Romo Dunze.
Danny can do that in Adobe Audition.
Hey, he's working it out, all right? He's workshopping it.
Romo Dunze.
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 Romo. 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 Romo Arigato.
Like, we could have called him Spartacus.
Romo Cop.
Like something to do,
yeah.
Something to do with Rome.
Gladiator.
Sure. Romo
Gladiator.
Cop. What's up, Romo Cop? He's got to go with that. I'm going to go ahead and predict that. Next
Romo
time.
Dunze.
Romo Dunze.
In fairness to Flus, it is a fun name to say.
Romo
it's
Dunze.
It's a cool name.
You don't need a nickname when your name is Romo Dunze.
It's a really cool name.
I think that's true.
I did think that interaction was funny, though, because Rome's like, oh, yeah, I played out of the huddle, and Flus is like, yeah, not enough.
Romo Dunze. Good?
Good.
All right. How was your first time out the huddle?
It was good, man. We went out the huddle a little bit, so.
Yep.
I got a little bit of experience with it.
Not much, though.
Not much.
Romeo and Juliet, how you doing? Yeah.
Flus like, I didn't watch your college film. That's Pulse. I really just assumed because you play at a Pac-12 school that you didn't work out of the huddle. I don't know.
Romo Dunze.
Roam around the world. Roam if you want to. Roam Alaska. Row, row, roam your boat. He's working it out.
It's training camp for all of us. It's OTAs for everybody. He's got to get it out before the Hard Knocks cameras get there. This is just 1920 football drive.
Roam damn tide. No, that doesn't work.
America's going to fall in love with Matt Eberflus.
Yes, he's going to win Coach of the Year.
Yes.
He's going to win it.
He is going to be America's sweetheart.
Oh, God.
He is? Why is it a bad thing?
It's not.
It's a good thing. All right. You're just not as enthusiastic as we are.
That's right.
How about Wani trying to say it yesterday?
Oh, he loved it. Wani loved it. Oh, Spinks, yeah. So I'm going to give it to him.
Put that on a shirt now.
I saw some guy on national TV talking about, like, he doesn't think Eberflus is going to win Coach of the Year, but thinks the Bears will be in the playoffs and Caleb Rookie of the Year.
You know what's up with those national guys.
They're just not informed.
Out of town stupid.
There it is.
Yeah. They don't care about the local markets.
Yeah. Was it
surface level.
Was it from L.A.? Was it from a show from L.A.?
It was one of those L.A. shows. Yeah. There was palm trees in the background.
Guy in a tan.
So plastic. Dude with a tan. Probably wearing like a light blue shirt.
Right.
Like a bright.
He was talking about Rodeo drives. Like, yeah, I'm going to go shopping on Rodeo drive.
Was his sidekick a blonde woman? I was just like...
The Red Hot Chili Peppers were playing a minute out of break. This is so L.A.
So L.A.
And there was like a divider between him and Skip Bayless, and I could not figure out why. Like, it's the same studio, bro.
God.
His hair looked good, if I remember.
Oh, it was you?
Oh my God.
Danny Parkin.
Shirt made his eyes pop? Is that what people are saying?
Danny Parkin.
Fantastic.
Danimal.
Dandy Danny.
Seriously, figure it out, though. Roma Dunze, that's not a nickname.
Roam your boat. I'm telling you, that's where he's going, something like that.
It's probably their first day they were filming that. It seemed like it was their first interaction ever, so.
Yeah, exactly. Coach, I'm the receiver for your football team.
Oh, yeah, you play on the other side. That's right.
You could be at safety.
you should be Shane.
Yeah, you look like you'd be a good corner. You ever think about that? Good future.
Eric Washington, going to get to know him a bit this year. He's got a new project on the defensive line. Fifth-round pick from Kansas, Austin Booker.
The athleticism of Austin Booker, just his athleticism and length and his ability to challenge the edge of the protection, really excited to see that. Right now, he's got a great attitude. He's a sponge. He's also assertive. There's a part of him that's really, really competitive where he's not going to, you know, wait his turn, or he's not going to be meek about the entire process. He believes he belongs out there.
It's cool, man. Eric Washington's a dude I'm very interested in getting to know, listening to the new defensive coordinator, who, as you've been pointing out, Danny, is known as a dude who is able to coach people up, specifically on the defensive line. In Buffalo, they loved the coaching he did on the defensive line. He's got some projects on this team.
There are no perfect football teams, and it is the position group on the team that is the least proven. You have Montez Sweat and a bunch of guys who are unproven at various levels of service.
Billings, I think, is proven. Billings, I mean,
not a serviceable player.
Not a classically important position in terms of highlights and high end ceiling, but an important position.
That is a fair correction. I guess I would just say, in terms of. If you were going to say going in that the defensive line is a strength, or it was a top five or 10 defensive line in football, Andrew Billings would not be a top four defensive lineman on a great defensive line. He is a serviceable veteran. You know,
either way, your point is valid, certainly, because they need Jervon Dexter to develop. They need DeMarcus Walker to play over his...
Pickens?
They need Zach Pickens to step forward, and they need Austin Booker to step forward. There's got to be some coaching that's going on with these young projects here.
So they need one of these guys to overachieve. I heard Stud saying that he was a big Jervon Dexter guy.
No way.
I know. It's shocking. He's bullish on a Bears player. I know. It's very surprising, Danny. Alert Cody Westerland. Get it on the website right away. Adam Stadzinski, high on a Bears player. But
I just tune in for his takes on Marvel. Superheroes and what kind of costumes they wear.
But that is the obvious one. He's the highest pedigree player on the defensive line other than Montez Sweat. He's a second round pick.
What week is Eric Washington's scandal and resignation? When is that?
that's hopefully a thing of the past.
They schedule that stuff? Yeah. Is that week 5 this year? Because last year was earlier than that.
Well, Peanut Tillman was already in the building, so I don't know.
Oh boy! Let the rumors fly.
Oh boy. Was anyone crying? Here is Peanut Tillman's speech according to 1920 Football Drive.
Peanut Tillman's a special guy. He's a great role model for everybody. The messaging that he gives to our guys is really good. I've had him every year come to speak to the rookies, and he's done a phenomenal job.
How's everybody doing?
Let me be the first of many to congratulate you on this accomplishment. You guys have spent many a late nights, workouts, running, the combine and everything else, lifting weights to get to this point. And you've worked really hard to get here. Now the work really starts. I want to make it abundantly clear that you are fighting for a position. There's 53 spots on this team. My advice to you all, work hard, be accountable, run toward criticism. Let me say that again. Run toward criticism. You're going to make a ton of mistakes. The best thing that you can do is go up to that coach. Hey, what did I do right? What did I do wrong? How can I be better? Coaches love that. I'm telling y'all, that's the cheat code of getting on the field. This city is special. We have been yearning for a draft class like this. It takes a lot or a special type of player to be a Chicago Bear. The best thing you can do is want to win for the person next to you. When y'all believe that, that's when you know you got something special. Be a good teammate. Be a good teammate. Be a good teammate. Be a good teammate. Differences are what make champions, not the similarities. And the biggest difference is how we think. Champions think differently.
Man, there's a lot of good stuff
in
there.
Yeah, it's very cool. I mean, teams do this all the time. They bring back legends to talk to the team to tell them why it matters to be a Falcon, why it matters to be a Seahawk, why it matters to be a Bear. But it's hard to imagine too many guys who are better pure ambassadors. Certainly better players, first ballot Hall of Famers, whatever, but like better true ambassadors for the Bears than Peanut Tillman. That was awesome.
There's some great stuff. I love telling the players, go up to coaches and ask them, what do I have to do to be better? That's a cheat code for getting on the field. That's so cool because it appeals to the naturally selfish and careerist tendencies of the athletes themselves, but also creates that dynamic where the coach is like, all right, great, you need to work on this, and then you will get better, and then you will get on the field. That's just awesome. As a dad of a 12-year-old trying to motivate him on the daily for all sorts of things, you know, I love hearing that stuff.
Seeking feedback is tough. I've been doing these TV appearances. I don't have my 10,000 hours. Not that I'm perfect as a radio host by any stretch of the imagination, but like I certainly at least have
disagree.
Thank you, Tanny. Have the experience with it, and I crave feedback around here. But every time after these TV shows, I'm like, hey, was that good? Please tell me if that wasn't good. What could I do better? Like, guys are the experts. Please tell me. Don't just be like, hey, good job. Like, please give me something to think about.
Totally agree. Last year after doing the 3 Cubs games for me, I had Benetti on an episode of the PBP. I'm playing clips for him and saying, help me out here. Just did the games, you know, but it's like you gotta work and try to get better and make your weaknesses your strengths. That's absolutely how you get better.
Or even just make them not weaknesses.
Sure.
Right. Just get to replacement level on something that's a weakness, and that's a huge improvement.
So, you know, the same word in Japanese for crisis is opportunity, right? I like that one. I've always liked that one.
That's not great. I mean, people say things about our language, but that's not a good thing to. You should not have the same word for both of those two things.
No, the Japanese word for crisis also means opportunity. Like, I like that. But I read a good one the other day. Reading Marcus Aurelius these days. The great,
it's in the sauce.
One of the Stoicism, the godfather of Stoicism. Obstacles are fuel. I know. We're living with a pizza joke.
I'm living with the fact that Tanny liked it so much he made physical contact with Shane.
He beat me to it.
I saw him reach for his mic button. I was like, no way, dude. This one's mine.
I know they're very close. Sorry. I don't know how often they physically touch each other.
I'll take my honest life lessons to somewhere else.
No, I like it. I mean, I read about stoicism.
I know
Marcus
like,
Aurelius.
I know you like the stoicism. Yes. So obstacles are fuel.
I saw the Godfather of Stoicism at where did I see him at?
Come on,
the Aragon.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Surprised he could draw a crowd that big.
It was a long time ago. I forgot.
Yeah.
As you guys know, I'm doing a really, really bad job with stoicism. By the way, I'm reading a ton about it and I've retained nothing.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Stop paying attention to other people. Nope, can't do
it. See what that guy said about me over there 5 years ago? Let me hold on to that.
Keep working at it, though.
Yeah, keep working at it.
Never cheese.
Takes a little while.
That's really good. You want Keenan Allen mic'd up?
I do.
Let's do it.
Keenan Allen is really an interesting, thoughtful adult. He's a vet, as DJ Moore liked to call him.
I pledged when I was 9 years old. Forever play football.
Now that you're 45.
Now that I'm 45 years old, we still rocking how I'm rocking.
It'll be fun.
So
little veteran, old head.
So good.
Playing for another contract, playing for respect. Chargers asked him to take a pay cut, wouldn't do it. Bears not signing him to an extension. That'll motivate him.
Just give me a whole bunch of quick three-step drop slants and quick patterns to Keenan Allen and DJ Moore and Rome Odunze and let them work. Find whoever's one-on-one, and Caleb, don't put yourself in harm's way. Just quick hitters and let those playmakers dominate. Then things will open up based on that. Let's go.
Bears training camp coverage on The Score is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Some truly hilarious suggestions were coming in on the text line on how to make baseball more entertaining. We can get to that as we continue on here. It's Parkinson Spiegel on The Score.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.